I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, here we go. Rocking along on a Wednesday. Fresh legs. Not really sure what that means. Basketball term. Love that term in basketball. You hear it once every game. They're bringing in some couple guys. Fresh legs.
I also love the fresh arm when they call guys up from the minor leagues. Ooh. Those guys have been pitching just as much as everybody else. Their arm is not fresh. It's not like they're stashing them down in the minor leagues and nobody's pitching and everybody's just got like a fresh arm down there ready to go up at the big league level. You call a guy up from the minors in the middle of the season and they've got 100. That's not a fresh arm. That's a different arm, but it's not a fresh arm by any stretch of the means. We need some fresh arms. Call kids up from Omaha. That dude's got 120 innings and it's June.
Getting soon to the cliches of spring training.
Oh, they're going to be good, man. They're going to be good.
Who's going to be in the best shape of their life?
Everybody. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Vinny's got to be number one.
Yeah, Cags, I think I was going to say immediately.
He was already in, I don't know how he can get better.
Well, that's what we thought about Mahomes after year one.
You should lose a little bit more weight.
Yeah, you got a little baby fat there hanging out on your gut.
Thanks, holidays. So
you could get rid of all that, you'd be fine. No, I think Cags will be the best shape. And I think Vinny's a good one for the leader in the clubhouse too, you know, best shape. Salvi, I'll put up there.
Yeah,
you know, on
he
that
looks
list,
10 years younger.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Bobby, man, he looks better than he's ever looked before. He put in work this offseason.
Yeah, last year Bobby got faster.
That's right.
Seriously, which is insane to think about that. Mm-hmm. That guy getting faster. No, because like I always do love listening to Vinny on Cody and Gold, and he was really giving it to them yesterday because Gold kind of set him up like a jerk. He was like, well, I guess we're all kind of similar now. We don't know what to do in January for football. Vinny, you know that pretty well.
Right.
And he just shifted straight to Cody.
Yeah.
He was just like, sorry, I'm not talking to that guy. It was pretty good. It's pretty good. And then that was like right when Schwarber and Edwin Diaz
were signing.
Yeah, Schwarber, $150 million for 5 years.
Is the Schwarber thing done? Because I saw later in the day that he was like now still considering other offers. And that was like, I was like, because you had texted about 10:30, 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then later in the day, I saw a tweet that was like 7 minutes old that says Schwarber still considering some other offers. I'm like, oh, I thought he signed with the Phillies yesterday.
Enough I saw was that he's there 5 for $150 at 38 years old or whatever he is, which is good for him, you know, go out there and hit 52 home runs and 126 RBI, and you write your own check, sir. And then the trumpet, the guy the Mets love so much, you know, that turned into a third down song for every collegiate stadium. Now he's a Dodger, so
the Met fans were pissed yesterday, of course.
So the dominoes are starting to fall, at least, because we said yesterday in the air, like, do something. Well, they did something. So we'll get into some winter meeting talks about the Royals coming up in a little bit. A couple things last night. First, we saw the Philip Rivers news just continue to trickle throughout the day about Philip Rivers. And then I was watching Wilbon and Kornheiser. They had a little segment they do on SportsCenter before the BYU-Clemson game, which I'll get into in a second. And they were like, why didn't they call Andrew Luck?
Maybe Andrew Luck Gotcliffe call and Andrew Luck said no. I mean, it's pretty simple, right?
Is hilarious because isn't he the general manager at Stanford?
Yeah,
he is. I don't know if that's like conflict of interest.
Well, you can quit that job, true. I guess, and you know, but I'm sure they did. And Andrew Luck probably said no, guys. I retired for a reason, you know. And he's been out longer than Rivers has.
The other thing that came out yesterday was that Philip Rivers has been running the Colts offense at the high school that he coaches.
Yeah.
He's running Shane Steichen's exact offense. He knows the playbook. He's going to come in and say, "Yeah, I know all this."
Yeah. Which is great. I mean, for them, I think it's also great if we see these. Look at these stories on the news. This ballpark may go to Overland Park. Like, told you that a year ago. I mean, I hate to be that guy, but I just looked up at Fox 4. T-Mobile may move if ballpark built at Asperia. No bleep.
Really?
Yeah, but they're supposed to announce it next week. Okay, that's just gonna be honest.
Do you imagine if they like held their ground? It's like, here's the stadium, and then if you need your cell phone plan change, you go right here in the middle of center field.
Yeah,
and gone.
T-Mobile, our campus supports over 35. Like, people are acting like this has come out of nowhere. We had the conversation with Tara in the parking lot yesterday. She goes, "Have you heard they may build the ballpark at 119th and Nall?" I go, "I've been telling you that for a year."
Well, she brought that up because there was what I had told you earlier. There was like a meeting of Johnson County residents were trying to say, "This isn't. We shouldn't do this. Can we vote on this?" No.
Yep.
But no. So yesterday, Sam Block of ESPN tweeted this out. Pretty funny tweet. Philip Rivers is back. Patriots have 11 wins. Cowboys are average. Joe Flacco is slinging it. There is drama in Philly. Matthew Stafford's a stud. Seahawks defense is nasty. Aaron Rodgers is the 4 seed. Browns and Raiders are eliminated. Your childhood is not over yet.
Not quite. Yeah.
Jeez.
2025.
Crazy.
Yeah, you know, Matt came in here and said something I thought was very interesting. And he said, you know, people are still out here trying to say, oh, the Chiefs can make the postseason. Stop doing that to yourself. This team is not a playoff
team. But they can.
They could. So could the Royals back in the day. But we knew they weren't. You know, if it's a duck, it's a duck, right? And it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, then it's a duck, right? And so when Mac was in here talking about, you know, some people considering this team to potentially make, you know, it into the postseason, we were kind of talking more and more about this, you know, team and where they should go and what they should do and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know, I think the postseason off would probably be best for everybody at this point inside that organization. That organization, guys, in my opinion, needs a hard reset. And the more you start to peel back the onion, and we'll talk to Binkley about this coming up, the more you realize, I think, by losing these games and what's happening this year, the more you're able to realize how many true holes are on this team. Because I think we all realize now that wide receiver room sucks. Mm. And 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, we didn't think that. But watching the way that they play right now, that wide receiver room is one of the worst in the NFL. And that's why that Connor Embry guy needs to be fired as the wide receivers coach, because this thing has not improved at all. And so missing the playoffs stinks. It stings. Everybody's ticked about it. But hopefully it's a wake-up call and they can make the changes that they need to make that wouldn't have been made if they make it into the postseason.
Mm. You think it sucks?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think from a talent perspective, it may not suck. But like, you watch other wide receivers run routes, they run them with fine tuning and they look like they're, you know, designed the way our guys run routes lazy. They don't sit in zones correctly. They don't use outside leverage. They don't use their size to their advantage. They don't know how to use momentum or weight or anything like that to their advantage. They just run a place they're supposed to go. Our offense, our team is relied on scheme, not on talent, not on actual development of players. And it is showing now because we don't have the scheme.
And that's an excellent point by you. And it reminds me of, you know, Andy Reid in the early days, and even going back to Gary Pinkle when they were doing the pistol formation in Columbia, and that they were doing it big in college, and then it came to the NFL, and you know, Andy Reid said, "Well, why would I make quarterbacks switch and go under center when they've been doing this pistol thing?" He goes, "I'm gonna you know, do my system to fit the players." And it's a great point by Mac. I mean, you're looking at what's going on right now, and they've got the system, but it really isn't fitting those players. They're trying to do Tyreek Hill things with guys who aren't Tyreek Hill, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
they're trying to do stuff that they did in 2018 and 2019 when they had that type of dynamic player. They don't have that type of dynamic player now, and they're still trying to do that. That's on Andy Reid to evolve and to change the offense up a little bit. But I'll be honest with you, when 87 walks out the door, we have nobody right now on this team that is reliable that can catch the ball from Patrick Mahomes. They need a major upgrade at wide receiver coach, that whole wide receiver position right now. I just think, man, we were like had the wool pulled over us. We thought they were going to be good, and they are not good at any stretch of the imagination.
I'm glad you said that because I want to get into that a little bit later about what that can mean for the future of exactly what you're talking about the wide receiver room.
Love it.
You guys like save the dates?
Yeah. Depends. Yeah.
It kind of gives you something to like look forward to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, save this date, January 31st.
Kay. Okay.
Mark it down in your book, January 31st. Dusty said to save this date because that date is KU versus BYU in Lawrence, Kansas.
Football?
No, sir. Basketball. I'm going to get you to watch this game.
Let's go.
Because last night, I got my mojo back. 5:30, nothing really on. Tonight's Survivor, so we're good.
Oh, yeah, you're locked in.
And then Thursday's football, Friday's happy hour and whatnot, and the weekend's here. But last night, Clemson and BYU played at Madison Square Garden, right? The Jimmy V Classic.
Oh, was that last night? That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So Jimmy V Classic, of course, you watch that, you start crying because they show Stuart Scott's family's there, right? They're talking about him.
Man.
He's got that documentary coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. Missouri, live betting's legal. Hello. So I'm like, okay, what's that kid's name again that went to BYU? Oh,
the $7 million guy?
A.J. DeBanza. That's his AJ DeBanza. Look at me being a PR guy in there for you, right? That's how you say it. So I'm watching that, and I'm like, okay, that's the kid that got $7 million to go to BYU. Let's see how this goes. Clemson, BYU play. Put a little stake on DeBanza and points and rebounds, right? 21-6, and then I had BYU winning -4.5. That was the spread. They go into halftime. Clemson's up by 21.
Wow.
21. BYU, 10th team in the country. One loss, UConn. That's their only loss.
Wow.
UConn's beaten BYU in Kansas, so UConn's them. And so watching this game, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this DeBanza kid, I haven't really watched him play a lot. Not really a great first half. Like 8 points, 2 rebounds, whatever, solid. Not too much. But
more like DeBumza.
Right? So then the game comes back in the second half, and this kid takes over. And I mean takes over. An absolute freak of an athlete. And they're comping him to
T-Mac,
Tracy McGrady. He was there watching, of course, it's Madison Square Garden.
How do you draw that comp? Player comps to me are so bizarre. Tracy McGrady. Like, that's just a weird one.
Yeah, but I mean, T-Mac was a stud.
But you talk like if somebody compares you to, like, Jordan or something. Tracy McGrady is such an odd nerd basketball comp, right? It's just so bizarre to hear that comp.
So he starts taking over. And all of a sudden, they take a 21-point lead and narrow it down to 9. So BYU's down by 9, under 10. BYU gets it really rolling, and DeBanza starts taking over. I mean, dunking on people, assists.
DeBunksa,
I mean, doing everything, man. This kid is the real deal. And then all of a sudden, they tie it. And then BYU, remember I said I had BYU -4.5. Then BYU goes up by 6. Clemson gets the ball out of bounds, goes down, drains a 3. 3-point game. BYU misses a free throw. Clemson gets the ball, bang, hits a 3.
Wow.
There's like, I don't know, 25 seconds left.
Damn.
BYU goes down, gets a 2. Clemson goes down, doesn't get it. They foul BYU, miss the free throw. Clemson hits a 2, ties it up, 64-64. BYU gets the ball, takes across half court, timeout, 8 seconds left. Throws it in, comes around the outside, bang, 3, no time left on the clock, walk-off 3 shot.
DeBunksa?
No, it was another guy. But DeBanza had literally like 28-9. 28-8.
Let's go, dude.
Career high in points. And
hell of a second half then.
Amazing. Just took over, dude.
Love it.
And then he and Darren Peterson could be 1 and 2 in the draft. Boozer will be in there somewhere, but top 3 kids will be in their draft. Those 2 guys will play at Allen Fieldhouse on January 31st, and it will be a show.
The only thing that I care about out of that entire thing was that we're actually going to have college kids drafted in the top of the NBA draft finally. Like that's where
from the
US. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. College kids from the United States drafted in the NBA draft. And that's what the NBA's been lacking for a very long time, is having those kids that everybody watches in college or falls in love with in the tournament, and then the NBA draft comes, and the NBA comes, and we never hear from those people again.
But that's what I needed. I needed, you know how they say, like, give me something to watch. Pull me in. That got me there. Like, that got me back in the college basketball spirit, plus conference play is getting ready to start.
I saw conference play started last night in the Big Ten.
Yeah, Indiana,
and Ohio State. Well, when you have 16 teams in a conference,
and the
conferences are as big as they are,
you're
going to have to move these games up and start these conference games early, which I'm okay with because it does eliminate some of the riffraff games and some of the nonsensical BS that we've seen. You know, in some of these sports, you take the Murray States off your schedule, and now you're playing conference games.
Yeah.
Those games mean more. Give people what they want. want. You know?
Yeah, January 31st. January 31st, KU-BYU. That'll be a hell of a game.
Let's go. With two Kenny DeBanza stars. Plays for BYU.
AJ DeBanza, baby. Him and Darren Peterson, January 31st. And we already did
Saturday.
Our research.
Let's go.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Oh, yeah. And we did our research. I told Mac, I was like, these top three kids are all United States. You know, they'll be in the American team in the future. And he goes, yeah. And he looks up AJ DeBanza. He goes, oh, no. So his three, guess where he's from?
I'm going to say Tennessee.
Boston.
Let's go Celtics. Go get him.
Oh, I thought you meant like where the kid. Oh, yeah. He's from Boston.
Yeah, he's from
Boston. That's right. He's from New England. That's right.
And he Mac's went out like, there to Mac's eat. Like, well, come on. All right, Brad.
What does that have to do with him being a Celtic, though? You know?
I don't know. Come on. He wants to go there.
Boston, 6'7".
Patrick Mahomes is from Texas. He's a Chief.
For now.
Kelsey's from, for now is right. Travis Kelsey's from Cleveland. He's a Chief. Like, oh, I don't know.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Retire and come back and play for the Browns.
Somebody had asked me that. You think he's going to go and leave and play 1 year for the Browns? I'm like, why in the hell? Like, I don't care if that's my hometown team and everything that I've grown up loving. I would rather play for, you know, Center High School than go play for the Cleveland Browns.
He'd rather go be the offensive coordinator at Mill Valley.
They got to deal with the parents out at Mill Valley.
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't deal with the Cleveland Browns ownership.
Cleveland Browns ownership.
Oh, no. Coming up on the other side.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.